Another question about patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative disease is the issue of, you mentioned earlier, potentially neoadjuvant hormonal therapy. Now, this lady wasn't in a situation where she needed, tumor shrinkage to get breast conservation. Other patients maybe can be in that situation. She had pretty bulky disease. But is there any role from your point of view to looking at genomic assays as a way to decide whether or not to give neoadjuvant therapy, whether to give neoadjuvant endocrine therapy? And I'm curious, maybe you can comment on the work by Dr. Harry Baer that reported results from a study, a smaller study, looking at this strategy.
Yeah, no, it's something, again, that we talk about the information. I personally think these genomic assays that we have now in breast cancer really do provide very useful information on the relative potential merits of chemotherapy versus endocrine therapy. And so, Matt Ellis's work that he did with ACOSOG and subsequently with Alliance, and that really showed that there are a subset of patients who come to you with a strongly ER-positive cancer. So you have to have that high All-RED score, and not all pathology departments report All-RED scores, but it basically means that a very high percentage of your cells have a lot intense staining for ER. So the patients who appear based on estrogen receptor staining to be likely to have a response, I think, are reasonable candidates, particularly if you have information that tells you that you would like to offer avoidance of chemotherapy to a patient because her clinical risks appear to be relatively low to, moderately low. I think it's a real advantage. It's clear from his long-term follow-up on his data that patients who have suppression of their Ki-67 at the 4-week mark and then sustain it out to 12 to 14 weeks do extremely well with endocrine therapy alone, particularly if when you operate, they have negative lymph node involvement. He calls that PEPE score. And basically what you're looking for there are patients to have negative nodes and tumor size under 5 cm with very low Ki-67. That group of patients should do very, very well with endocrine therapy and probably be spared. It's a relatively small subset of the patients, maybe 20-25%, but that's an important subset. So I think it's something that I don't think we do enough of in this country, frankly, looking at that possibility in properly selected patients. I think if patients have clearly extensive axillary disease, if they don't have that higher All-RED score, and you're probably going to want to give them chemotherapy that they're probably not going to get down to a PEPI zero, then I tend to be a little more inclined to going to the chemotherapy, as do most of my colleagues here at Massey, I think, from our discussions that we have.